Neither major party has opposed the Adani mine, yet there's a good part of the population who doesn't support it. Are independent candidates representing more mainstream ideas these days?
Well, I guess that depends who you ask in what part of the country. Mainstream in North Queensland is probably a bit of a stretch away from the mainstream view in New South Wales and Victoria.
Yeah, and are third-party and independent candidates becoming more popular options for voters, and if so, why?
Well, they are, and it's been a long process now of voters drifting away from the major parties. I guess as to why, it's perhaps a combination of economic factors that have been at play in the last couple of decades. People in particularly regional parts of Australia, and you have to remember that Queensland is the most decentralised state in the mainland of Australia, and we have large population centres away from capital here in Brisbane. And some of these regional centres and rural areas are struggling, as they have done through periods of drought and the effects of other weather events and economic downturns in both the mining industry and other industries. And people have been feeling the pinch financially. That always puts a strain on whichever government's in power at any given time. But there's also other factors that I think probably reflect the state of politics, or at least our political discourse. People are turning away, I think, from the professionalised model of slick party politics, and have been looking for something a bit more genuine, and candidates that will speak to their local concerns. So this has seen a move away from the major parties for many years now, but it seems to be coming to a bit of a head. At the last federal election, we had roughly a quarter of voters giving their primary votes to parties other than the major parties, and that means that those major parties' primary votes are dropping, and that they need to rely more and more on the preferences of those who are voting with the miners.
Yeah, and that's especially important in this election with so many independents, and a lot of those independents are running on a climate change sort of platform. With this particular pledge that they've just made, how much impact do you think it might have, if any at all?
Yeah, it's a good disclaimer at the end there. It may well have very little impact at all. Given this pledge and made their announcement yesterday, in the likelihood or the chance that there may be a minority government formed, and that whichever party formed that government would need to negotiate with a crossbench. Now, this is something that we've seen at previous elections, both at federally and here in Queensland, in fact, prior to our last state election just 18 months ago, when we had a minority Labor government, a crossbench did something very similar, but with quite a different agenda. This was a crossbench largely of Kato Party representatives trying to negotiate a better deal for regional Queensland. But these independents are proposing a much more, I guess as you described earlier, a mainstream Australia pledge or agenda that will probably speak to voters, certainly in their own electorates and in states like New South Wales, Victoria, and elsewhere. In terms of its impact, it's important to keep in mind that we are in the midst of an election campaign, and this pledge is very much a product of pressures that especially independent candidates come under during an election campaign. The major parties have much more resourcing and staffing to run an effective campaign in every electorate. Independents don't enjoy that luxury, and statements like these, while they do speak to important issues, and this is a proposal that probably many, if not most, Australians would agree to, it is a sign of them making a mark on the campaign, as it were.
Mm. And I want to ask you, we are a Sydney radio station and you're up in Queensland. And a lot of the, well, actually, none of the seven independents who have signed this pledge are from Queensland.
Yes.
They're all from the southern states. And of course, if the Adani mine was to go ahead, it would be smack bang in the middle of Queensland. How do you think the voters of Queensland will respond to these southern independents making a pledge like this and sort of trying to hold major parties to ransom?
Yeah, that's another good question. I suspect that, especially in the regions and the electorates where the Adani mine or proposed mine and other mining operations exist, that voters there would be telling these independents to, or just where to stick their pledge, to put it frankly. I think, as we've seen with the anti-Adani convoy led by Bob Brown that's toured up into Queensland and has visited Townsville and other centres, Claremont, around in the Herbert electorate especially, which is the most marginal seat in the country, that convoy has been met with, a not very welcoming reception by the locals, let's put it that way.
Not at all.
No, and I suspect that voters, particularly in regional Queensland, will look very sceptically and not very kindly on this attempted swaying of the kind of national agenda.
Mm.
But, yes, by southern independents, as you point out.
And I guess that goes to sort of the vexed nature of Adani. It will bring some jobs to Queensland and prop up the mining industry, but at the same time, there are impacts for the rest of Australia, and it's just such a tough balance to find. But, you know, I guess everyone will advocate for their constituents, and
yeah.
I guess the independents can do as they please, but as you just explained, I don't know if people in Queensland will like it too much. But Chris, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Yeah, pleasure, Victor. Good to talk.